For a long time now, I've been playing the girl group Celtic Woman on Sounds Irish for you. But there we heard one of the instrumentalists from Celtic Woman. She wasn't singing. She was playing, beautifully playing, a song that I love so much, Shenandoah. Now, here's another classic I've got yet for you, because this is a song that I've actually recorded myself. It means a lot to me, this particular song, because on my very first trip to America, I had an experience with this song that lived with me forever. I think I've told you about it, so I won't bore you with it again. But this is Johnny McAvoy telling the story of the old bog road, about the man who's... Well, my feet are here on Broadway this blessed harvest morn, but all the ache that's in them for the spot where I was born. He wants to go back home, but he can't go back home. And he's telling the story of even when his mother died, he couldn't get home to her funeral. But there's a lovely verse at the end. Ah, life's a weary puzzle, past finding out by man. I'll take the day for what it's worth. I'll do the best I can. Listen to Johnny McAvoy's interpretation of The Old Bog Road.
My feet are here on Broadway this blessed harvest morn, but all the ache that's in them for the place where I was born. My weary hands are blistered from working cold and heat, but all to swing a scythe again in a field of Irish wheat. Had I the chance to journey back or on the king's abode, I'd rather see the hawthorn tree and the old bog road. My mother died last springtime when Ireland's fields were green. The neighbors said her waking was the finest ever seen. There were snowdrops and primroses piled high beside her bed, and Fern's church was crowded when the funeral mass was said. But here was I on Broadway, just building bricks by load, and they carried out her coffin down the old bog road. Life's a weary puzzle, past finding out by man. I'll take the day for what it's worth, and I'll do the best I can. Since no one cares a rush for me, what need for me to mourn? I'll go my way, I'll draw my pay, I'll smoke my pipe alone. Each human heart must know its grief, though bitter be the loads. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road. So God be with you, Ireland.
was an abridged version of the song The Old Bog Road, sung by Johnny McAvoy. And here's yet another classic, but it's a request I have from a regular listener who lives in Birmingham in the UK, Pat. And we've played in the past a few requests from Pat. We also established that Pat is a lady, because when I first got the request, if you recall, I wasn't quite sure. And Pat emailed me later on to say, yes, she was a lady. She enjoys the programme so much. And she likes the various types and styles and genre of Irish music that I play. Now, she doesn't understand quite a lot of what I play, but she enjoys them just the same. But she said, some time ago on the programme, you played a track, and I'm not quite sure of the name of the song, but it sounded like Gort na Mona. I know it was by Brendan O'Dowda, Joe, so you're in your skill will be able to find the song I'm looking for. It's a beautiful song, and it has a haunting melody and tells a story. Yes, Pat, it's a song that was written by Percy French. What song wasn't written by Percy French? And he does this wonderful version. He, Brendan O'Dowda, does a wonderful version of the song Gort na Mona, which means, if my Irish translation is what it should be, means the bog field, or the field of the bog. Gort is the Irish word for field. Mona is the Irish word for bog. Long, long ago in the woods of Gort na Mona. Here's Brendan O'Dowda, especially for Pat in Birmingham.
Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my love. Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the wind was sighing round the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was the banshee that was crying, crying, crying. And I knew my love was dying far across. Now if you go through the woods of Gort na Mona, you'll hear the raindrops creeping through the blackthorn tree. But oh, it is the tears that I am weeping, weeping, weeping for the loved one that is sleeping far away from me. Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my love.
Now, I know I've promised you, certainly for the last 2 years, that on some future programme of Sounds Irish, I'll do a whole programme on the songs of Percy French. And I could do a whole programme, I'm sure I could, on the songs of Percy French. And please God, we'll get round to doing that. But there you heard Brendan O'Dowda and the Percy French song, Gort na Mona. Now, here's an unusual song because it's sung for us here by an artist I've been playing a lot lately, Sean Keane. Sean is the brother of Dolores Keane. And was it last week or the week before we played his version of Connemara Man? But now he's telling us the story of the Tunnel Tigers. The Tunnel Tigers were the Irishmen who went to London to dig the tunnels for the London Underground. And they were known as the Tunnel Tigers. And in this song, he's explaining, he being Sean Keane, how various parts of Ireland are now empty because all the men have gone to become Tunnel Tigers in London. Sean Keane.
On the Wicklow Mountains, wild geese fly and the foxes play. Sporting Wicklow boys are working, driving a tunnel through the London clay. Up with the shield, jacket, ram it, drive a tunnel through the London clay. Locked up throughout, draw fat and lazy salmon spore. And Cushla Bay, the fishermen of Connemara, drive a tunnel through the London clay. Up with the shield, jacket, rabbit, drive a tunnel through the London clay. The chorus wrought on Echo Island, tourists walk on the Newport Quay. The Mayo boys have all gone roving, digging a tunnel through the London clay. Up with the shield, jacket, ram it, drive a tunnel through the London clay. You are mad, the wild elk's breeding, wildfowl gather on Lochree. The sporting boys of Longford County are digging a tunnel through the London clay. Up with the shield, jacket, ram it, drive a tunnel through the London clay. The callow girls are fine and handsome, all decked out so neat and gay. The callow boys don't come to a tunnel through the London clay. Up with the shield, jacket, ram it, drive a tunnel through the London clay. Down in the dark are the Tunnel Tigers, far from the sun and the light of day. Down in the land that the sea once buried, driving a tunnel through the London clay. Up with the shield, jacket, ram it, drive a tunnel through the London clay. Up with the shield, jacket, ram it, driving a tunnel through the London clay.
Driving a tunnel through the London clay. That was the Sean Keane version. And while listening to that, I did realise that some months ago, I'd played the Johnstones version of that particular song. Now, we're going country and Irish again this time. And earlier on, we had the wonderful version of The Rose of Tralee. And of course, Tralee, you know, is in Kerry. We're staying in Kerry because Mick Galvin is telling us all about those wonderful hills of Kerry. And I'll dedicate this to any Kerry person listening to me in whatever part of the world you're in. This is especially for you.
Oh, the palm trees wave on high, out beyond thy fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see you more. Oh, why did I leave my home, and why did I cross the sea? And leave the small birds singing around ye, sweet Tralee. The noble and the brave have departed from our shores. They're gone unto a foreign land where the wild canyons roar. No more they'll see the shamrock, that land so dear to thee. Or hear the small birds singing around you, sweet Tralee. Oh, the palm trees wave on high, out beyond our fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again. No more the sun will shine on that blessed harvest morn, or hear our reapers singing in a golden field of corn. There's a balm for every woe and the cure for every pain, but the happiness of my darling girl I never will see again. Oh, the palm trees wave on high, out beyond our fertile shore. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again. Oh, the palm trees wave on high, out beyond thy fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again.
Now I want to play for you a song by a group called Celtic Thunder. Yes, this is a new group. I've discovered a lot of new groups of late for Sounds Irish. And I mentioned earlier on my love of vocal harmony. And this song, I'm sure, could echo the thoughts of many an Irish person who's away from home and longing to get back again. It's a recording of a live performance, so it may leave a little bit to be desired technically, but I hope it won't spoil it for you. Celtic Thunder and Take Me Home.
I sit here thinking, as the sun is sinking, roar o'er the mountain and the dry, dusty ground.
As the night is falling, I start recalling the night in my own hometown.
I see little faces in familiar places. I hear the music that we played way back then.
My heart rejoices as I hear the voices calling me home again.
Home, oh, take me home, home to the people I left behind, home to the love I know I'll find. Oh, take me home.
as the sky is burning. My mind is turning to the golden rhythms by my own fireside.
So far away now, but any day now, I'll sail on the morning tide. Oh, oh, take me home, home to the people I left behind, home to the love I know I'll find. Oh, take me home, take me home, far across the sea. Home is where I long to be.
Wasn't there a great atmosphere on that one? Take Me Home from Celtic Thunder there. And as I said, I think on last week's programme, when we were doing our Christmas one, I've got another album of Celtic Thunder, and I'm looking forward to playing some more of their music for you. Now, a couple of months ago, it must be, I played on the programme, well, maybe not a couple of months, maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, I played on the programme Larry Cunningham singing Lovely Leitrim. That was Larry's classic, and he sold a lot of that particular track. Now, following that programme, I got an email from a listener who said, Joe, have you ever heard Seamus Moore? Now, come on, we've had Seamus Moore a lot on the programme. He usually sings comedy numbers. And I think there's a very good number he does called Claire Morris, which I must dig up again. But Joe, have you heard Seamus Moore singing Sing Me Lovely Leitrim? Now, Leitrim is a beautiful county in Connacht, and it has some lovely little villages, lovely little towns, and the people are very quiet people. Lovely Leitrim. Tell you what we'll do. We'll listen to Seamus Moore and his version of Sing Me Lovely Leitrim. And as we did with the Kerry people, we'll dedicate this one to all the Leitrim people listening to me around the world.
They'll sing about the Liffey flowing through all Dublin town, and talk about Killarney and the Mourns in County Down. They'll praise the Glens of Antrim and play the Galway Shawl. Sing me lovely Leitrim, it's the sweetest of them all. From Shambo by Loch Allen, Manor Hamilton so fair, the river winding gently down by sweet old Drumahaire, from Kearden, Kilty, Clogher, MacDermott standing tall. Oh, sing me lovely Leitrim, it's the sweetest of them all. They'll sing about the Liffey flowing through all Dublin town, and talk about Killarney and the Mourns in County Down. They'll praise the glens of Antrim and play the Galway shawl. Oh, sing me lovely little miss, the sweetest of them all. Each Sunday in Rossinver we would sing and dance, then later to Glenfarn, to the ballroom of romance, where Larry Andy Evans used to play that famous hall. He'd sing you lovely leetrum, the sweetest song of all. They'll sing about the Liffey flowing through all Dublin town, and talk about Killarney and the Mourns in County Down. They'd praise the glens of Antrim and play the Galway shawl. Oh, sing me lovely leetrum, it's the sweetest of them all. I'm over here in London, where everything is false, but it's nice to hear an Irish voice and dance an old-time waltz. I'm going back there shortly, I'm going back there in the fall, back to lovely Leitrim, it's the sweetest of them all. They sing about the Liffey flowing through all Dublin town, and talk about Killarney and the Mourns in County Down. They'll praise the glens of Antrim and play the Galway shawl. Oh, sing me lovely Leitrim, it's the sweetest of them all. Larry, sing me lovely Leitrim, it's the sweetest song of all.
Seamus Moore asking Larry. Larry in this case was Larry Cunningham, who had the big hit with Lovely Leitrim, and we'll probably fit that in on next week's programme. A little bit of country and Irish now, and this is Sean Cuddy, and Sean is telling us how difficult it was to write a country song. Have a listen to Sean. It's entitled H-I-T-S.
H-I-T-S. At an early age in life, I got this urge to write a country song with a little Cajun tune. Well, it took me quite a time to get those words to rhyme, till I found out that O would rhyme with you. I'm glad I've got Johnny Cash to groove me, 'cause country music thrills me to bits. The dulcet tones of Willie Nelson's love songs and lovely Dolly Parton's greatest H-I-T-S. I'm a trucker on the road, hauling refuse is my load, working all the hours God sends me. Doggies by my side, we both enjoy the ride, with a Labrador and a Yorkie on my knee. I'm glad I've got Johnny Cash to groove me, 'cause country music thrills me to bits. The dulcet tones of Willie Nelson's love songs and lovely Dolly Parton's greatest H. Now sometimes I get sad when I think about my dad and wonder where he is and shed a tear. But I wipe them all aside when I hear Charlie Pride sing my favorite song, The Crystal Chandeliers. I'm glad I've got Johnny Cash to groove me, 'cause country music thrills me to bits. The dulcet tones of Willie Nelson's love songs and lovely Dolly Parton's greatest H-I-T-S.
Yes, I'm glad I've got Johnny Cash to groove me, 'cause country music thrills me to bits. The dulcet tones of Willie Nelson's love songs and lovely Dolly Parton's greatest H.I.T.S.
I'll say no more about that, just to say that it proves that we Irish can write as good a country song and sing one as anyone else. Having a bit of fun now with a group called Gaelic Storm and their crazy interpretation of that lovely song, The Leaving of Liverpool.
Mersey River, fare thee well. Well, I am bound for California, yeah, but I know that I'll return someday.
So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my Ireland when I think of thee. And they say that she's a floating shame.
So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my Ireland when I think of thee.
Well, my friends, that's Sounds Irish for this week. This is Joe Ballas saying, I hope you've enjoyed it. Take good care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours, me and mine. And until next week, God bless. Keep those emails coming. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.